We've got an old friend joining us in studio. He is appearing at the Addison Improv tomorrow night. It is the great Frank Caliendo.
Yay!
Good morning.
It is great to be here. I wanted to show up for a little political talk.
Yeah.
You're in the right place.
Look at Gordo is beaming from that. I heard the story.
I love that gag.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a lot of listeners yesterday thinking the 840 bit was now going to be all politics, serious political talk from here on out, and the feedback was unbelievable.
A lot of people are saying it's probably going to be the best segment. You guys are doing great segments.
And I do library Trump, by the way. And my impression, like when I do political stuff, because it's not political stuff. I just talk about the people in politics. So I'm mesh it with the Joe Biden too. So I do a bunch of this, and then folks, come on, what are you doing with the guy at the thing? I don't have to tell you. When does a young man grow up in Scranton, Pennsylvania? 45, 6, 7, 600 AD, fall of the Roman Empire. Come on. Mario and Luigi. You know, they defeated Augustus the salad guy. What are we doing?
Well, that went well. That went very well. A lot of people are texting and talking about how the political talk is going very, but it's library Trump. It's the quiet
Trump. They're in the library talking.
Very quiet, very quiet. With probably the best people.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to bring Elon in. Elon?
Yes. Okay.
That's all I can do.
Well, those are both really good. Is one more enjoyable for you to do than the other? Or are they both
with
fun
the Trump
voices?
And the Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Half the time I'm just wandering around the stage as Biden and then gloating as Trump. So it's just silly back and forth. It's not anything real. Like, but it's fun. Is one more fun? You don't see a ton of Bidens and
I think Biden's more underutilized.
Yeah. Well, everybody does
the Augustus dressing there and those little Easter eggs you can get in there.
They came up, the Romans, they came up with the numerals, the Super Bowls. They had Super Bowls and candles. Come on.
What are you doing? It's easy. It's obvious.
Folks, what are you doing? Bunch of tomfoolery.
Is there one that's more fun? Trump has become less fun because there's so many people doing it.
Right.
When I started doing it, it was 10, 15 years. I did Trump with Trump on the NFL and Fox. It was me with Trump. It was when he decided to run for president. Like, I've decided to run for president. I've decided to not run for president. I've decided to not run for president. And I've decided to not run for president. And it was going back and forth. And Trump was like, that's very good. Are you going to continue to do that? Very good. So
Bradshaw said it wasn't funny.
I don't get it, Frank. I don't get when you do that stuff. I just doesn't make sense to me.
Man, probably once a day I'll tell Gordo that he's not funny.
Not funny, Gordo. Not funny. I've heard the bits. I've heard the voices. I've watched just streaming on Twitch. I don't know what he's doing.
I do. Do you know I actually watch? I shouldn't say actually. I hate when people say actually. I have chimed in on Gordo's Twitch stream more than once.
Yeah. Really?
I enjoy it. I because you are insane. The stuff you walk around talking about, and it's little throwaway lines that you do. Then I go, okay, I was going to say a little bit of genius, but a lot of genius. That's just, you'll look at a statue, an awkward statue downtown or something, and say something that could be taken about three different ways, none of them good. And I just go, oh, that was, I don't know who caught that. I'm not even sure if I'm getting the full reference.
You ever call Frank on the Twitch?
No, I should.
We try to hook up. We try
I've
to
got
get
his number. I want to do like a whole thing with Frank, talking about creativity and
he'd be great.
I'm the wrong guy for that.
No,
just go to the well, guys. That's what I do. but so do I like one? I don't know. I sat up half the night. I couldn't sleep last night for some reason. And I started, I don't have it right now because I don't have it committed to muscle memory, but I started working on an Elon Musk out of nowhere.
Yeah, I noticed you did a little bit of Elon there. It was very good.
It's
a very weird thing.
It's clear to me. That's all I can do so far.
That's
kind of what he nods a lot. But it's a weird accent. Clear. It's like his R's sometimes are very weird. I don't know what it is. It's not. Yeah. I don't think it's South African, but I think he came through.
He's from South Africa, but it's not a South
German
African typical accent.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Did you see what you did with your hands? I saw what you did.
I was making a point. I was just.
I honestly doing. Was in a park. I know I was in a parking lot the other day. I waved to somebody behind me, and it did look like that. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I am that. Like I'm in trouble too."
That's gonna go viral. Oh, yeah. You waving like
it's,
that.
Yeah, it'll be in a some security footage somewhere. I don't know. It's good not to be famous enough where that doesn't happen to me. So,
this is the great Frank Caliendo with us here in studio. He's appearing at the Addison Improv tomorrow night. You're also appearing in Lawton, Oklahoma this week.
No, not this week. That is at the end of May.
Oh,
so it's like
May
22nd in Lawton, Oklahoma, and. They were just mentioning that. They were just, I think it just went on sale recently. But the big focus is today is the improv. I want to sell this thing out to the improv in Addison, which you guys always say. I can't believe I, last time I was in town, you guys weren't even here, and I just hung out for
with
a while.
Fernando's house or something? Old habits are hard to break, I guess. Yeah, I've seen you there at Addison.
Yeah, oh yeah, you've been.
It's great.
You're the you're the one muser who cared enough to come see me.
No,
people get
tomorrow
upset.
Night, huh?
Yeah, but people do get upset about that when people don't. I don't care if people come to see me. I care if the audience does.
Right.
But as far as radio guys or people who help me to promote the shows, I never really care about that because it's like I'm kind of doing a show for you guys individually here when I'm ever on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like it's different, but. That's so. If you've never seen, I was just being a jerk at that point. I wasn't trying to.
Oh,
say,
that's okay.
You need to go back because you just looked like you were pretending. Oh, it's tomorrow night, huh?
Oh, okay,
I might not go to that, but I'm going to pretend like there's a possibility. Yeah, I a lot of people are saying it's probably the best. I just go to that when I don't know what to say.
Do you watch a lot of comedy specials? Do you watch a lot?
I don't
of
watch any. I don't want to know what anybody's doing.
Really?
No. Yeah, I don't like to know because if I see somebody do something that's like similar to a bit of or just a subject that I do, I don't want to know what it is. I don't want to be have a chance of doing that same joke in the same way or something or seeing that I'm going, oh, I can't do this now because this person did it or whatever. That's it. I still do a lot of old school thinking in terms of comedy. I don't like to have something that I've seen somebody else do, like up and coming younger comics and people on social media, they really don't care. They don't have that kind of etiquette of,
everything's fair use kind of idea. It's kind of this, we crowdsource.
It scares me that because you don't know who's, I've had people say, you're doing a John Madden too. I'm like, no, I'm the guy. I'm the guy who did that and pigeonholed himself doing that for 20 years.
I remember doing John Madden ever.
And I'm sure other people did it in different places. It was just, but now if somebody did it, it's kind of thought of me, which is cool and, has its own negatives. Now, here's a crazy story. Agent calls me a couple weeks ago and he's like, I rarely hear from this agent. It's my TV and movie agent. It's that. And he's like, hey, got something kind of weird for you. I'm like, okay. Now, a month or two ago, they'd asked me to audition for the Madden movie that Nicolas Cage is playing Madden, but they wanted me to audition.
Wait, time.
Nicolas
Cage is playing Madden?
You didn't know?
No.
Yes. Of course. Who else would it be?
What an odd choice for Madden.
Boom. John in 60 seconds. All right. So they wanted me to audition for the Howard Cosell role. I'm like, this is weird because I don't look like Howard Cosell at all. Not that, and Nicolas Cage looks like
he looks
like
just
John,
like Madden. Yeah.
Here's a guy. So, what am I going to do? Audition for the Madden movie. If I got it, this is how it goes. I'm going to do an average to below average Howard Cosell, right? And then everybody, if I got in the movie, they're going to be like, he does a way better Madden than he does Howard Cosell. Why'd they put him in this movie? So the positive is not even any good if I got the role, which I didn't think I was going to get. And I thought, you know what? They probably just want me to audition so they can talk to me about the John Madden voice. And I don't know if that's the case. But then I get a call 2 weeks later, a month later probably, and my agent's like, yeah, so this guy, they want you to have a call with Nicolas Cage about Madden, John Madden. I was like, a call? He's like, yeah, a Zoom kind of. Like, oh, first of all, if it's Nicolas Cage, I want to go hang out with Nicolas Cage. Here's my monitor lizard. I want to enjoy 30 seconds, you know, with the 10 minutes, 15 minutes with Nicolas Cage, I'm like, absolutely not. I will not do this. I've got to go hang out with Nicolas Cage. Well, they turned that down. So I was like, okay, I'll do the Zoom. And then, but it has not happened yet, but they call me every once in a while, like, okay, do you have this available? Yeah. And then that passes and doesn't happen. But I just think it would be great to work with Nicolas Cage to have that moment of, because I can tell where he talks is up here in his nasal cavity. So it's along. And then talk about bringing it down here, which is where the madness is, where it's like you have a bunch of marbles stuck in your mouth and then you add some little things to it. But I could work him through it to try and find it. And maybe I just asked for
it's
too
gonna
much
make
money.
No difference. Yeah. Nicolas Cage is gonna listen to everything you say and then he's gonna talk like Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
That's the bit I wanna do. Hey folks, John Madden here. It's like along with Pat Summerall. Boo. Yeah, that's getting close, Nick.
I know. Been working on it for hours. Looks more like a young Al Davis.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
That would be perfect, I think.
Yeah.
For him to play Al Davis.
Of course, that would be wonderful.
Then bring you in as Madden.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And maybe because I've talked about it a couple times, now they don't want to do it because they asked, my agent's like, maybe we should try and get you a small part in the movie, you know, just some other part. I'm like, don't you think that would be distracting to anybody who knows me watching that movie? I don't want to be a distraction in a movie. I'd love to be in a movie.
But it'd be a great Easter egg for people who love you
maybe,
to see you in
a
Madden movie.
We were
just
not
playing Madden, oddly enough, but...
Yeah, that's another way to look at it, a positive way, instead of the way I always look at everything.
And plus, you're in a Nick Cage movie. That's kind of cool
to
brag
about. I thought about it. I mean, I was up for, after a while of thinking about it, I was up for just about anything. But we'll see. I still would just like to have that Zoom. I think it would be fun to.
Yeah.
But again, hanging out with Nick Cage, I think, has to be I've seen those, like that 60 Minutes interview he did where he's just walking around. It's like, here's where I keep my fur. It's still on the animal. What are you talking about? What are you doing? Here's a dungeon. It's below my other dungeon. But it's got me to work on my Nicolas Cage a little bit. So
you may not want to answer this, but have you been hit up by streaming services to put up the Frank Caliendo special?
I've had agents talk to me about it, and that's kind of why I'm out on the road right now doing the clubs, is so I can work on lots of new stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the big idea here.
I think that'd be huge.
I don't know. I mean, as far as the impressions go, it's difficult because sports impressions, which I'm most known for, are so U.S.-centric. And what happens with Netflix and some of these other streaming services is it becomes about having the world as your audience.
Yeah.
So you could be number one in the U.S. and not even be hugely viewed. Huh. So I would just like to have some stuff that I really like and care about. Which is what I'm trying to get to right now. That's the phase I'm in. Kind of going, I don't want to say back to the minors to work on stuff, but it is. I'm doing like at the improv. Tomorrow I'll be doing a bunch of the stuff people expect, but I'm also going to be throwing a bunch of other things in. Some of the guys that are traveling with me, one of which is with me this week. Next week I add a couple of different people, but writing with me. So get up on stage and see things happening and then try and add that stuff that is working and cut the stuff out that isn't for the next show. So try and build like that. Cause I live in Phoenix. I don't live in Hollywood. So I don't go up on stage all the time and do the 4 minute or 12 minutes, you know, chunks or bits for crowds and work on stuff. And I also don't like to be at a place too long. I like looking at a different back of the room every day. So that's why, you know, Addison Improv this Thursday, but then Friday, Saturday, I'll do the Houston Improv. And then I go to Louisville, Kentucky. Let's see. I'm trying to think of where all the places are. I go Louisville, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, and then Kansas City and Omaha. So I do all those, and it's different places and different audiences, and get to try a bunch of stuff, you know?
I'm going to call that a world tour. Many cities.
Well, Lawton, Oklahoma in May, that's the end of the world tour at Apache Casino.
All right, and it's the Addison Improv tomorrow. Always great to see you, Frank.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.